I'm Phil Nee, reporting for Joanne Krulatz today. A statewide Amber Alert involving a pregnant teen remains in effect. Charges of child abduction and enticement have now been filed against 40-year-old Gary Day, who is believed to be with 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam. Day and Franklin were seen together earlier this week, despite a no-contact order for the two. Franklin is 3 months pregnant, and police say Day is the father. Police believe they could be driving a black 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Initially, the vehicle had Arkansas plates, but now authorities say they could have been switched to Pennsylvania plates or other U.S. states. A 22-year-old Sparta man who was involved in a fatal crash during a police chase appeared in court Tuesday. Jeremiah Johnson is being held on a $100,000 bond after the February 1st chase and crash. According to prosecutors, Johnson fled law enforcement at speeds over 100 miles per hour on the interstate in Columbia County. Johnson lost control and rolled his vehicle, which killed one of his passengers, 24-year-old Jaden Fargin of Bangor, and seriously hurt two others. Johnson was also hurt in the crash. Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a budget plan to support Wisconsin agriculture.
The Democratic governor plans to propose $80 million in funding for state farmers, producers, and processors as part of his state budget he'll unveil later this month. That includes $30 million in state funding for an effort Evers created in 2021 using federal COVID-19 funding to help local food banks. Evers included a similar provision in his previous budget, but Republican lawmakers removed it. Some other initiatives include $15 million to relaunch a program created in 2009 to purchase easements that barred land from being developed for any purpose other than agricultural use. Evers said farmers, producers, and processors have been the backbone of Wisconsin for generations. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ahead of the spring Wisconsin primary on February 18th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Wisconsin DOT, Division of Motor Vehicles, DMV, reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally complement with a real ID card is not required for voting purposes as well. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to be present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/ID cards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Wisconsinites continue to have problems dealing with landlords and scam calls. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says those two issues once again top the list of complaints received in 2024. Landlord issue calls were up by 300 last year, but the total number of complaints about scam calls were down. Reinen says people seem to be more aware of the issue and are using the technology available to prevent those calls from reaching them in the first place. The rest of the top five complaints were home improvement scams, identity theft, and phone and internet issues. Leaders of dozens of Head Start preschools said they might need to close temporarily because they remain locked out of their federal funding, a problem that first surfaced last week during President Donald Trump's aborted effort to freeze federal grants. Center directors around the country last week were locked out of the online payment management system where they submit invoices and draw down grant funds for Head Start, which serves some of the nation's neediest kids and families. The website went back online for many operators, but a week later, some administrators said they continued to experience intermittent outages of the website that led to significant delays in payments. Senator Howard Markline celebrated the announcement of the second round of Ag Road Improvement Program funding awards on Wednesday. The townships of B-Town, Harrison, and Jamestown in Grant County, in addition to Greene County and Lafayette County, were announced as awardees by the Department of Transportation. The town of Harrison was awarded $3,789,736 for Stanton Road, which was the biggest grant. The ARIP program is the result of 2023 Wisconsin Act 13. Act 13 was co-authored by Senator Markline and Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City and funded through the 2023-25 Wisconsin state budget. The ARIP program invested $150 million in upgrading local rural roads that link farmers to county and state highways. There were $50 million in awards available during the first round of funding, which was announced in July of 2024. A second round of applications awarded $100 million and was announced on Wednesday. The Madison Police Department provided an update Monday on Eric Bohl, last seen riding his e-bike on Madison's east side. Police provided no details in the update on where Bohl's remains were found, but said nothing suspicious was found at the location. But WMTV in Madison reports that Bohl's body was less than 3 miles from where he left from, and it's believed that he took his own life. Authorities were concerned at the time of his disappearance that Bohl would harm himself. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as previous years in other states have been the case. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. With the tax season underway in Wisconsin, officials are reminding eligible residents that they can utilize the Internal Revenue Service's direct file system for free. Residents who have an income of under $200,000 per year and those claiming itemized deductions are eligible to use the direct file system. Officials say the process is fast and secure and are hoping that all eligible residents receive the earned income tax credit. Wisconsin residents can confirm their eligibility for the free service at directfile.irs.com. At Tuesday night's Richland Center Common Council meeting, the council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. We'll have more about that on upcoming newscasts. Shanties are going up on the ice and anglers are getting ready. Sturgeon spearing season gets underway in northeast Wisconsin this Saturday. Last year's season was not good due to warm weather and bad ice conditions. This year's season looks to be better as a couple of cold snaps helped to make ice. However, last week's warm-up caused some cracking and sinkholes. Officials advise checking with local fishing clubs for ice conditions. Watch out for Christmas trees and other markers that indicate dangerous areas or open water. While some places have 16 to 18 inches of ice sufficient for vehicles to travel on, officials say no ice is 100% safe. A Northwoods community is getting ready for some classic pond hockey. Lake Minocqua will be the host for the 2025 American Pond Hockey Invitational. Crews have been getting the rinks ready since December, and they say the ice conditions are just right for the tournament. The event features 2 days of hockey, along with parties and live music. The event kicks off on Friday in Minocqua.